to do the same. Look, here we have it.
Okay, so I'll click on this.
And then put this immediately.
That one?
Very good. Okay, let's put that.
You know, I had to put an X on one finger because I couldn't remember which finger to lead with. So I had an X on my middle finger, so I'd know.
Let's play the main arpeggio first, the main theme arpeggio.
Okay.
Which is example one.
Go on. There we go.
Example one of that.
Loading.
Yes.
Yeah, it's still loading. Okay, here we go.
Okay, so
example one, you say. Show more, here we go.
Yes. Example one.
It's not jumping, come on. Click again. Okay, by the time all my clicks came through, I had... Okay.
No.
Not that.
One moment, wait, that is not example one.
No, we had a confusion here. Let me try to double click.
The example one is 38 minutes, 33 seconds.
One, this is probably this.
Two, yes, three, four.
What's that?
with just the chords.
Just the chords.
So the chords we have here are G sharp minor, G sharp minor.
Okay.
G sharp minor, and then we have E major, right? And then we have F sharp. F sharp. Oh. And then G sharp minor again. Mm-hmm. So we do G sharp minor, and then E major, and then we have F sharp seven. F sharp 7, and then we have again G sharp minor.
Right, as an arpeggio.
That's right. Okay, let's play that sequence there. Here with this thing here. Mm-hmm. Put the example 4.
Example 4. Try it again. Mistake, but I didn't lift my finger off in time. It's that.
Let's play it again, example 4.
Okay.
Just on the beat 1, I want 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 4, like that.
Yeah.
I want to have this chord very rhythmical on the first beat, not like an arpeggio, but with the thumb down on beat one. Because why? We will do. With the thumb down, the first one. Again, put the camera for one moment. Let's check that. Minor always, eh? That chord is never major. Exactly. Means finger two is not in there. Now let's check about the arpeggio, the other arpeggio of the bridge part. Vamos a checarlo. Let's check that. Put example two.
Example two. John, where is it? Oh, I'm in the wrong place. Example two.
Exactly. the part of the video, let's play it from the theme, from the theme part, but
yeah, but I haven't practiced that, you know.
We need to get that from the other video, which is this one.
Okay.
Here are the two videos, let me see.
Let's see. Okay, does it come through?
Let me see. This is the first and the second. Video one and video two. We were using video.
I think that's the same one, isn't it?
Give me 1 second. Here we have video one and video two. Put video one.
Video one.
And then we put here the example 6.
What happened to my sound? I got no sound on this now. What's going on? Is that a problem with the video or?
No.
Well, let me reload the video because I don't have any sound on that video.
On video one, eh?
Yeah, video one. Click on it. Oh, I see the mute is, for some reason, it's muted. Okay, there we go. Now we want to go 6 on that, right?
1, 2, 1, 2, 6. 1, 2, 1, 2.
Okay, I guess this is it.
1 second, do you have the PDF?
Yeah, I'm looking at it now, but I haven't studied this, you know.
Okay, let's just read the part that says theme.
Okay, that starts from line 3, and so it's 302.
That's right.
And there's a 4 down here.
This is that only, no, forget about the bass. We get just the basic notes, 3 notes, then 4, 5, 6, and then 7, 8, 9. Are 9 notes only. The whole theme are only just 9 notes. 3, 0, 2, so it's 4, 2, 0, 3, 1.
Okay, so it's okay, and
now
that's the whole
play.
Thing? That's the whole thing?
That's the whole thing, that's right.
Oh, well, it's a lot easier than I expected. I'm
yes.
sure there's going to be a hard part to it someplace. Okay, and supposedly okay, this
see.
Is a G, G sharp minor. You played that on a G sharp minor?
Yes.
I thought G sharp minor was this one down here.
That is also G sharp minor.
Okay.
This is another type of G sharp minor.
Okay.
All right, let's see. Veamos. Please play example 6 of the video and let's
okay,
play.
Okay, I'll go back to the beginning of 6.
Two, three, four, one, 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 two,
Should I be changing my hand position for the third F sharp seventh? I notice you do.
This here. With a finger three.
So we do this.
And then we do this to play. In fact, it says the bracket 3 and 2 below the last three. Now, after this, we have the bridge theme. Let's read that fourth and fifth lines.
Okay, the fourth and fifth line. One, two, three, four, and fifth.
Give me 1 second.
Yeah. Take a little bit of working on.
First, play it one time, right? Yeah. And then we have it. That's 4/4, Bruce.
It's what?
Finger 4/4, it says there.
It's what? 4?
Then it says finger 4.
Right here.
That's 4/4, that's right.
Have I skipped a line here? Yes, I skipped a line. Okay, again from the top. Thank you.
And then...
arpeggio in there that's not written here, right?
Which one?
Well, you're using some bass strings that's not shown here.
No, but that's why I want to show you that, but before we can play the line, the melody line, how I will do it with the bass, put example two and play that line against the arpeggio.
I'll try.
That is the solution.
Two over here. Example two. Oh, this
That's
is a
right.
bridge.
No, no, no. Example two of the video two.
Oh. Let's see, where are we? Example of video two. Where? Let me try bringing up video two. Oh, video two. I haven't loaded that yet. Okay, now I have. Okay. Come on.
One, two, three, four.
Thank you.
Okay, Bruce.
Okay, we just I lost video.
Oh, listen, do one thing. I want you to go through this part with the melody, and next time we will put all together. Plus, we need more speed on the arpeggio here.
Okay.
A bit more of a speed there.
Okay, so well, I'm just going to
see you next time.
Okay, we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Un abrazo.
Bye.